Hello, everybody. This is the recording of John Cherry's message for Sunday, the 31st of July. Today, for a few minutes, I would like to talk about gifts and service. We have witnessed Jose and Elizabeth's willingness to present their children before God and the Church, and we have a duty to pray for them as they seek to raise their children in a way that pleases God. In the Scriptures, children are seen as a gift from God, and in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, we read, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Not all of us have been blessed with the gift of children, but each of us has been given a gift from God, and the challenge for us today is how we use this gift that God has given us. I would like to use the example of Hannah in 1 Samuel. As we know, Hannah had wanted a child for many years. For years she was mocked by Peninnah, Elkanah's other wife, and suffered greatly. Where did she go? Did she confront her? Did she start an argument with her? Did she criticize her? No. The Bible tells us that she entrusted herself to the Lord in prayer. We read this in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 10 to 15. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. And she made a vow, saying, "Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will be praying to the Lord." Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk, and said to her, "How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine." "Not so, my lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord." Last week, Lucy gave us an excellent message on prayer. And here we see Hannah. She started to pray in verse 10. And in verse 12, she continued to pray. And in verse 15, she was pouring out her soul to the Lord, agonizing before him in prayer. Today, we hear many Christians talking about gifts and the gifts that each person has. Can I ask a specific question like Hannah? Have we been before the Lord in prayer about our gift? Have we continued to pray? Have we agonized in prayer about our gift? Have we been in the secret place with God? No one else knew what Hannah was praying for, except God himself. We see the true extent of Hannah's love for God. She was ready to offer her gift in the service of the Lord. The selfless way in which Hannah was ready to offer her gift in the service of the Lord, we read in verse 11. She was ready to give her son to the Lord for all the days of her life. What a commitment to her God. Something she had wanted and desired for many years, she was ready to give to God to serve him. What about the gifts God has given us? Are we ready to put them to use? An old writer once wrote, "We can never know all the pleasures of God's love until we are ready to sacrifice everything for him." What would we have done in Hannah's place? God had given her the gift of a son that she had desired for many years. Would we have said, "I'll do it my way on my terms. Let me enjoy him from time to time"? In our worldly way of thinking, we might think that this is quite reasonable. Look again at Hannah. She weaned her son and then took him to the temple, and as she had promised God, she put him back into full-time service. What about us? Are we ready to serve God like Hannah? Are we ready to offer the gift God has given us wholeheartedly to God? Without question, as Paul exhorted the believers in Rome, in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, to present our bodies as living sacrifices to his service. The Bible tells us that year after year, Hannah went up to the temple. There was continuity in her service. As we read in 1 Samuel 2, verses 18 and 19, Every year she went up to the temple and brought a cloak to Samuel. Do we have this spirit of continuity, perseverance in our service? She would have to make an effort every year to go up to the temple. It would be a dangerous journey to make. It would not necessarily be an easy journey to make every year. She might have to fight the weather, wild animals, thieves and robbers along the way. But Hannah still made the journey every year. What about us? The road to service may not always be easy. There will be difficulties, heartaches along the way, disappointments, etc. What motivated Hannah to make this journey every year? It was her love for Samuel, and especially love for her God. What is our motivation in service? Surely it is our love for our God and his people that keeps us going, despite the knocks, the disappointments. Our motivation for service must surely be our desire to serve our Saviour and his people. When we look at what God did for us in the person of the Lord Jesus on Calvary, he took the punishment for our sins so that we could enter into a living relationship with the God of heaven. God had a plan which he was fulfilling through Hannah. Eli's days in the temple were numbered, and God was going to replace Eli with Samuel, who would spend many years as God's prophet, anointing David, king of Israel, and so on. Like Hannah, we are all part of God's plan to advance his kingdom on earth. That gift that God has given you to help others in practical ways, those words of encouragement, the gift that God has given you in any discipline, whether it's in information technology, maybe music, maybe medicine, but may I encourage you today to use those gifts that God has given you without reservation in his service. As Paul says in his second letter to the Corinthians in chapter 3, verse 2, you yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. Finally, God bless Hannah in her unwavering dedication to his service. In 1 Samuel 2, verse 21, we read that Hannah had five other children, three sons and two daughters. So to conclude our message today, let us take heart from Paul's words to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labour in the Lord is not in vain. And Peter's words in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. I hope that your desire is the same as mine this morning, that one day, when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, we will be able to hear these words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." Amen.